This is number 8 from After a Cue by Jim Harrison. It's a short poem, so I'm going to read it for you twice. One part of the brain attacks another. 7 parts attack 9 parts. Then the war begins to subside from lack of ammunition. But out there I know the mules are bringing fresh supplies from over the mountain. One part of the brain attacks another. 7 parts attack 9 parts. Then the war begins to subside from lack of ammunition. But out there I know the mules are bringing fresh supplies from over the mountain. I do not know about you, but the mules are certainly bringing fresh supplies of ammunition over the mountain for me these days. My OCD has been running absolutely wild, which means that the obsessions come and they come and they come and they come. And then I feel like I get a hold of them and the war begins to subside in my mind. But just around the corner, all it takes is one small trigger for those obsessive thoughts to come back into play. And for me to take all of my being to stop the compulsions from happening. Because the compulsions don't actually solve the problems of the obsessions. They just create this really horrible Ouroboros of obsessive-compulsive disorder. I think this is probably true for many people, whether or not they experience obsessive-compulsive disorder. I mean, as humans, we all experience intrusive thoughts. We all experience the ability of our brains to fight each other, to fight different ideas inside of our crania, whether it's, oh, I should do this, oh, I should do that, oh, I feel this, oh, I feel bad about feeling that, I don't understand this, I want to understand that. And sometimes it feels like there's no peace that can be found between our ears, behind our eyes, above our neck, within our jaw. That's kind of where I am at today, is that one part of my brain is attacking another. And just as it feels like the war is beginning to subside, I know that just around the corner, there's going to be something else that sends my brain into a spiral. So I will probably be meditating for a third time this morning just to try to help soften the blows of war that seem to be occurring right now. I have a few ideas as to why that's happening, and I'd like to keep that private, so I'm not going to share, but in case your brain is also attacking other parts of your brain, please know that you're not alone in that experience, that this is truly a human experience. It's something we all go through. And as always, we're all in this together. So I hope that you have a chance to relabel what those war thoughts are for you today, to reattribute them to being one part of the brain attacking another, to spend some time, maybe 15 minutes, trying to refocus your brain on something else, and then try to revalue what's actually happening. Because it's not a value judgment that your brain attacks another part of your brain. It's not a moral issue, it's just a human issue. And with that, I thank you for listening to little bits of Jim Harrison's thoughts today and some of my thoughts too. Another bright sunny day out here in the GTA. Put on that SPF, get your water. If you're exercising, take your electrolytes. Those are critical. I love you all so much. Thank you again for listening. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.